On Friday, the Riverside County Board of Supervisors rescinded all but one of their own public health officers' coronavirus orders, effectively loosening restrictions on things such as the requirement to wear face masks in public and practice social distancing. I spoke with Riverside City Councilmember and small business owner Ronaldo Fierro about the board's decision and what it means for the city of Riverside. Before last week's vote, the Riverside City Council voted to send a letter to the board asking them to delay it.
Although we are a region, the city of Riverside is the county seat. We are the most populous area, and we are the city with the most cases. So we were simply asking the County Board of Supervisors to wait until Friday to make any decision like that so that we could, you know, within the city ourselves and within, you know, our city council, make decisions about what direction we were going to move in. But unfortunately, they made the decision to lift those orders, and now, you know, cities are on their own to come up with health and safety, you know, orders that will keep our community safe. And we don't have a health expert. You know, the county has a health department. We don't have that. So, you know, in a lot of ways, we were going to be flying blind if we didn't have that expert to lean on.
I asked Fierro if he thought it was premature on the board's part to rescind the orders requiring face masks and social distancing.
You know, I don't think it's so much about it being premature as it is, I'm not 100% sure what the goal was. You know, our goal has always been from the get-go to slow down the spread of this virus as quickly as possible so that we could begin to reopen our economy. And, you know, I think public comment, I mean, gosh, I think it was almost 11 hours of public comment. That was the mantra. That was the main sticking point for most frustrated citizens, was that they were ready to get back to work. You know, they have this invisible enemy that, you know, hasn't, you know, reared its head in as ugly of a fashion as we were originally expecting. And the question is, why is that the case? So I think there's a strong argument to be made that it was the mitigation efforts we took and the orders the county had in place that helped slow down the spread and kept that curve flattened and kept those number of cases low, as well as mortality rate. To lift those orders too soon is to slow down the reopening of the economy. And, you know, this was never about masks. This was never about social distancing. This was about slowing down the spread of the virus. And if lifting those orders and even a slight fashion slows down our reopening of the economy, we're going to be in a worse place than we were before. And the County Board of Supervisors waited until Friday for guidance from the governor's office about what type of metrics we were going to require as a region to reopen quickly or quicker than other areas. And it's clear to me that that is now the goal, right? These ambitious, you know, data points that the governor's office wants us to see as a region in order to reopen our economy. And I want us to hit those data points as quickly as possible because, I mean, I own a small business myself. You know, I am desperate to reopen, but I don't think there's any business owner in this city, certainly in the state and in the country, that wants to open in an unsafe fashion or in a way that gets, you know, the public sick, or more importantly for me, my staff sick, right? I'm not going to put them on the front lines and put them at risk, and, you know, unless I feel that risk has subsided. And unfortunately, the orders that were lifted had nothing to do with the reopening of the economy. In fact, I think it actually works at cross odds with that goal.
Fierro says that there are a lot of strong feelings about this issue, but he thinks it's important to stay united during this time.
The government's job is to protect people, and that's what we're attempting to do. And if, you know, the efforts we're taking to protect people have unfortunate side effects, as they clearly do at this time, you know, people's bank accounts are drying up, unemployment is going to begin drying up, you know, small businesses and mid-sized businesses are running low on cash reserves if they had any to begin with. And we've been pushed to the limit. And I just want to make sure that if we're pushed to the limit, we're not pushing ourselves also to a breaking point. And, you know, clearly we're community divided in a lot of ways, you know, especially when you watch public comment, not just at the county, but even at the city level, because people are frustrated. And I think it requires a certain amount of discipline amongst our elected leaders to, you know, stay the course that we know will work to mitigate the effects of this virus. And if we begin to lose sight of that, I think we're going to be lost. We're going to be lost as a community. We're going to be lost as bodies of elected leaders. And I think that speaking with one voice and remaining united is vital.
Ronaldo Fierro is a city council member for Riverside's 3rd Ward. Benjamin Perper, Empire KVCR News.